together an alternative walk around the popular entertainment area of Soho, allowing walkers to step back in time and experience the area like never before. He's based in London and has been a regular on the Soho scene since the 1960s, working in various sectors of the entertainment industry. He's with us on the book show now to talk about his debut novel. It's called Soho Honey, and it's the first in the Soho Honey series. It's described as dangerous, seductive, and highly addictive. Welcome to the book show, Al.
Thank you, Hannah.
Oh, it's great to have you with us. And Soho, let's talk about Soho. It's an interesting place, isn't it? People who know it well tend to sort of absolutely love it. It's quite a, well, yeah, unique place, I guess. How would you describe it to people who've never visited?
Well, Soho's been through many stages. I mean, I've known it over the last 20, 30 years. And early on, in the early 80s, it was a mass of sex clubs, which became quite boring. But then since then it's matured and the clubs have reduced. They still exist, but it's now an area that's got a vital, energetic energy that people, it's a village in a city. That's what's extraordinary about Soho. It exists on its own and it has its own life. And its own timings, like when London's buzzing around at 7, 8 in the morning, Soho still hasn't woken up. And then, people slowly it comes alive. And its main energy time is in the evenings, when the bars open and the people come in to relax after their day's work. And obviously it's closest to Chinatown, just across Shaftesbury Avenue. Mean that you've got a multicultural background, which is very, very interesting, and has its own atmosphere and own quality.
And it's, I guess, in a way, throughout different forms, it's always been quite a trendy part of London, hasn't it?
Yes. I mean, it's had its dark side. In the 50s, it was very. I wasn't around so much then, but it was in the 50s. It was a very crime-ridden area, and there were a lot of gangs, the Craze, for example. But that crime still exists in Soho, but it's below the surface, and it's also the crime, like the area, is multicultural. Mm. There's a thriving drug industry. The drug industry is a very different kind of, it's the music industry, the film industry, the advertising industry, they all, there's a sort of drug suppliers are kind of quite smart guys who mix in the bars there. And one of the characters in my book, Snowman, is a guy who deals with that side of that area of society.
So before we talk about the book, tell us about this alternative walk that you do around Soho. I like the sound of that.
Well, there are plans to it. It hasn't happened yet, but there's plans by the publisher to organise a walk around the different venues in Soho that occur in the book. I mean, from bars and clubs and we are planning to put something together, which, I mean, obviously people will get to know about in the near future. But basically, it's a walk around visiting the buildings that are involved in my story.
Fantastic. Does that include Ronnie Scott's, by any chance?
Absolutely, yeah. Yes, certainly. Ronnie's is one of the places there. And also, certain small bars which don't have licensing rules, and they exist in one room on a first floor, and you can find a little back door to go up to them. one in particular that I used to know and used to go to, but I have my own inventions of bars and clubs in Soho that imitate what has actually existed.
Yeah, fantastic.
And I mean, there's the famous Colony Club, of course, which I call the Empire Rooms in the book, but that was formed in 1946, and then it really is a Soho bon vivant drinking establishment, and that unfortunately closed about a year ago.
Oh, really?
But there are all these very small little bars like that that you don't know about. I mean, there's a musician's bar where I was taken by one or two friends of mine who are in the music business, and and there are, well, without name dropping, I met people like Phil Lynott, various from Thin Lizzy, various guys, and it's a little one room, all painted brown, and just, and it's there, the guys hang out there, and nobody knows about it unless you know, you're informed, and then you go up this staircase, and there you are in this bar.
So it helps to be a bit connected in Soho, it helps to know people.
So. Yes, I think the longer you spend there, the more integrated you become, and slowly you bump into this person, that person, and and they take you somewhere, and you take them somewhere, and it's got that undercurrent running through it.
Mm, yes. So, talking about your book then, it's called Soho Honey, and your main character is a guy called Brannan. Tell us about him.
Well, Brannan is his story is a man growing up and changing. I mean, he starts out as an enthusiastic, testosterone-driven young man. And in the early part of the book, we follow his history. The actual main part of the book is set in 3 weeks in November, but we see Brannan mature and become more socially responsible, and kind of as his life changes. But he has got caught up when he was younger in a crime that achieved worldwide notoriety, and he then really moves. He leaves the country and he comes back to Soho because when his daughter is brutally murdered.
Yes, because he moved away, didn't he, to Italy?
Yeah, he had to because of the consequences of this crime that he was involved in. But he actually, in the end, he's not... Well, I think you've got to read the book.
Yes, don't give too much away.
About him, he has to leave the country. And then when he comes back, because his daughter's murdered, his past catches up with him.
Mm. So he goes back to London in order to try and find the killer comes across all kinds of weird and wonderful characters. What is his background then? He comes to find the killer. Is he just a... he's not a policeman or a detective?
No, he got involved... He gets involved... early on, he gets involved with a small gang who and he acts as a driver of a getaway car for a crime that they're committing. He's caught and has to serve time. And he decides to leave and goes and joins the Foreign Legion for a while. And it's from there that he's recruited by the British Secret Services into an organisation called the Associates, and it's through that organisation that he gets involved in this crime that achieves worldwide notoriety, and then he then has had enough of that and goes abroad and lives abroad on a little small holding in Italy, and it's then that his daughter is drawn in. Hannah, I don't know how much to tell you, and I don't want to give away to you. I'll soon be telling you the whole book.
His daughter
is brutally murdered, and he returns to solve that, to find out what's happened, and of course then his past catches up with him.
Mm. Can you tell us about some of the other characters then? You mentioned Snowman earlier. Tell us more about him.
Well, Snowman is based on a real character who was around in the 80s, 90s. And so who would supply well-known people and their sort of Soho bon vivants and glitterati with drugs. And he was a well-known character. So I've used the real man. Unfortunately, he's now dead, but I used the real man as the basis of my character called Snowman. And then we've got, of course, the other characters that Brannan comes across, like Michelle Delavigne, who's an entrepreneur, manipulative woman, who is a multimillionaire, and she's involved. Snowman's actually involved with her. But then when these characters all come together in the story, and then these are the people Brannan comes across as he's whilst he's finding out what really happened with his daughter.
And his ex-wife as well. What's his ex-wife like?
He meets her in his teens, and they get together, and unfortunately his hedonistic lifestyle takes him ruins their relationship.
Mm.
And but he still holds torch for her, candle for her. He still never forgets that relationship and wishes that he later on in life that he could be involved, get the whole relationship back together again.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, it doesn't happen like that.
So this book, Soho Honey, it's the first in a series. Do you know how many there's going to be in the series? Is that already planned?
No, at the moment I've got a sequel in mind, but I've also I'm writing at the moment a 60-minute pilot for a TV series, which using the characters from Soho Honey and in Soho, but not using the book story from the book.
Okay,
it's another story, and as far as book two is concerned, it is a sequel, and other characters from the book, like Kelly Angel, who's a jazz singer, Ronnie Scott's in the book. Her story comes very much to the front in the second book.
Exciting stuff. So there's no end at the moment then? You can just keep going?
There's a lot more to tell.
Great stuff. Well, if people want to get a copy of the book, it's called Soho Honey. There's also a website if people want more information, sohohoney.com, and it's by Al Rock, or A.W. Rock, as it says on the book. Al, thanks very much for joining us.
Well, thank you very much, Hannah, and lovely to talk to you.
The Book Programme. Presented...